From Tidbits on July 22nd, 2013, this is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. Attack closes Apple Developer Center. The Apple Developer Center has been offline since Thursday, July 18, 2013, and after days of silence and much speculation, Apple finally sent email to developers on Sunday, explaining that it detected an intruder and shut down the developer website. Apple says that it is completely overhauling its developer systems, updating server software, and rebuilding the entire database, so it is uncertain when the system will be available again. In the meantime, developers can't obtain identities, certificates, or provisioning profiles, making it impossible to distribute an app for testing or submit it to the App Store. Apple developer forums are also offline. Researcher may have caused Apple Developer Center shutdown. Turkish security researcher Ibrahim Balik says he reported Developer Center's security vulnerability hours before Apple shut down its developer website. The vulnerability enabled Balik to access the email addresses and real names of more than 100,000 users. Balik told 9to5Mac that he promptly reported the vulnerability to Apple and plans to delete the information he collected. Jeff Carlson takes control of digital photos on Mac Voices. Our own Jeff Carlson joined Chuck Joyner of Mac Voices to discuss his new book, Take Control of Your Digital Photos. Jeff and Chuck talk about the experiment of publishing the book as in-progress chapters for Tidbits members, and then move on to chat about choosing a photo management system, importing photos, assigning and exporting keywords, setting up smart albums, working with online services, backing up photos, and much more. Why the iBook Store should go DRM-free. Over at Macworld, author Kirk McLaren argues that Apple should eliminate DRM in titles sold in the iBook Store, citing Steve Jobs' 2007 open letter, Thoughts on Music, as an example of how Apple could pressure publishers. The core problem is that titles purchased in the iBook Store are readable only on iOS devices and not on a Kindle, other ebook reader, Android device, Windows PC, or even a Mac until iBooks arrives with OS 10.9 Mavericks. However, titles purchased on a Kindle can be read in the Kindle app on nearly all those platforms. As a result, McLaren says he usually buys from Amazon instead of Apple, a strategy we've heard many other ebook aficionados adopting as well. Like all other Take Control titles, McLaren's most recent book, Take Control of Launch Bar, is DRM-free. Apple backs requests for increased national security transparency. Apple has signed on to an open letter asking for more transparency from the U.S. government's national security requests. Joining Apple are AOL, Dropbox, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Tumblr, Twitter, Yahoo, Wikimedia Foundation, Y Combinator, and many other groups. Notably absent from the list are any major telecom companies, which reportedly refused to sign the letter. The signing companies want permission to publicly report statistics on government requests related to the USA Patriot Act, FISA, and National Security Letter statutes. The letter is addressed to President Obama, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Speaker of the House John Boehner, and a variety of other prominent members of the House and Senate. Data can be sniffed at Wi-Fi hotspots. You may have heard that the Tumblr app inadvertently transmitted passwords in the Clear on Wi-Fi networks. What else might be at risk? Over at PC World, Eric Geer performed an experiment to see what he could intercept over an unsecured Wi-Fi network at a coffee shop. Using a Windows laptop with a wireless network analyzer and a rooted Android phone, he was able to see the web pages other connected users were viewing, as well as email and unsecure logins. Geer offers a number of tips to improve Wi-Fi security while in public, including always using SSL connections to websites when available. App.net introduces pour-over RSS publishing tool. Social network and infrastructure service App.net has released a new tool called Pourover that enables you to publish RSS feeds on App.net. Pourover will be especially appreciated by bloggers who wish to send new post links to App.net automatically. The open source syndication tool supports PubSub Hubbub for real-time publishing and flow control to space out posts. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.